Hello, my name is Naomi and I am not alone. I am joined by
the Besten. How's it?
The Besten. The one and only Besten. Like, there's no other Besten. No, have you ever met someone with your name?
I've never met.
That's crazy.
I haven't seen another one. I haven't heard of another one. Nothing.
That's nice. I've met people with my name, but they have different spelling.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
How else would you spell name?
So I've seen a N-A-O-M-I-E. Right?
Damn,
I've seen Naomi. N-A-Y-H-O-M-I. I have seen your
Y-O. Listen,
I've seen like
Y-O-H.
A H and a Y in my name.
Yeah.
I've also seen a N-O-E.
No. That's no me.
Basically, yes. No-me. I've seen very weird spellings of my, well, I guess
that's
it's not
me.
My name, but it is because they pronounce it the way I pronounce my name.
I think it's those parents, you know, that want to be, like, different.
Mm.
Like, I have a niece. Her name is Chloe. But it's, like, K-H-L-E. Oh, L-O-E.
Oh, that's I've seen that Chloe.
Yeah.
But I've also seen the Chloe with the C.
Yeah.
Well, this is Dirty Laundry, episode 1, brought to you by yours truly, Naomi and Besten. And on today's show, we're going to be basically trying to introduce our personalities to you by just voicing our opinions, and hopefully you get to know us through our unbiased opinions.
Hopefully unbiased.
No, very unbiased, Besten. Very honest, unbiased opinions.
Hopefully honest.
Okay. Well, let me speak for myself. My very unbiased, honest opinion and Besten's
opinion.
Questionable.
Opinion. Questionable. Starting off on a good start, aren't we, huh?
But before we get into the hard stuff, there is a song that we would love to play for you by Falcon Rising called Table Turner.
In a war incessantly. Progressive FM. Christ music is hot music.
So, Besten, you know how people are often angry on Twitter and in life in general, right? So there's this thing.
Especially Twitter anger.
Especially Twitter anger. Yeah. Like, there is no person who is as angry as Twitter people. And I think it's also, they're so brave just because.
Anonymity. No one knows who you are.
Exactly. Exactly. Nobody can come to your house and beat you up because they just can't, you know. So you can say whatever you want. Yeah. But, so this thing, right, there's mixed opinions about it.
Okay.
So basically what's happening is Krispy Kreme, you know, the people that make the donuts, and I think they make drinks as well, like iced coffee and stuff. So they, right, in America only, of course.
The land of the free.
Definitely not in South Africa. In America, I don't think the African Krispy Kreme wants to be giving away free donuts. Nothing against Africa's Krispy Kreme. But I am not throwing shots.
That's a topic for another day.
That's definitely a topic for another day. But as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted.
Apologies.
Apology accepted. So, what the American Krispy Kreme is doing is if you get vaccinated, right? Yeah. Vaccinated. If you get the vaccine, you, every day until 2021 ends, get a free donut.
Wait. It's not like you come in, you get vaccinated, and then you get a donut.
You get a vaccination card, right? Yeah. So every time you want a free donut, you just go to Krispy Kreme and show them your vaccination card.
Interesting. That's a lot of free donuts.
That is a lot of free donuts, like one every day. I feel like...
How are you going to even... Like, are they being... You know, for stuff like this, you start to wonder, are they being, like, sponsored by, like, government or something? Are they, like... Like, how are you going to... Aren't you bleeding money?
True.
That's how donuts have been bought.
Sure, Flip, that's actually a good point. Aren't they wasting money?
Do they really want people vaccinated that
money? They do want their people vaccinated. And obviously, yours truly, Mr. Biden... was definitely endorsing it. So he was wow, this is amazing. Go get your, you know. But also, the thing is, they want you to get the vaccine from specific companies. So there was the Pfizer one and then also the Johnson's and Johnson's. So I know there's other vaccines, right?
Yeah.
But those ones were like irrelevant. So they want those specific ones.
Why those two specifically?
Illuminati. I'm joking.
all the vaccine conspiracy theories arise.
Insert conspiracy theory.
Yeah, exactly. So that's freaking interesting. Mm. I guess I can imagine you wake up one morning, you didn't grab breakfast. Let me just go get a vaccine real quick.
Okay, but then in that sense, it does come in handy then because...
Get you a donut.
Dude, or you could literally like... For 6 days, get like half a dozen donuts and then you repackage them and then you sell them.
You're making an income.
You become a reseller of Krispy Kreme donuts.
You have something going there.
Do you understand?
I think you have
and
something.
Technically,
going.
You're not doing anything illegal because they didn't. Like,
and they're your donuts. Say, you
they are
do
your donuts.
You
I mean, you got the vaccine, so they become your donuts.
I think this is why this kind of model of doing things wouldn't really make it here in SA.
What?
But that's exactly what people would do.
So what you're trying to say is that Africans are entrepreneurs.
Yes, we are.
That is not a bad thing.
Yes, we are.
But that's not
I
a
swear,
bad thing.
Just outside the Krispy Kreme will be someone with a stall. With
but
donuts.
It's one a day. So you'd have to like collect.
And you freeze them.
I was about to say, taking into consideration that the stuff does go off.
Yeah.
So, I don't
somehow
know how you're going to make
preserve them,
your...
or you go somewhere where the Krispy Kreme isn't. You set up your own little stall there. Donuts.
Okay, but like...
You even get a couple of friends to go get vaccines. Get like 10 friends, that's like 10 donuts.
10 donuts a day.
Yeah, you know.
And that's all your business thrives
that's
on.
Your business model, you know, they get a cut.
That could even be like your slogan, 10 donuts a day.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
You come in there fresh, you know.
Wow. That
you see? But
that is...
It is interesting, hey? It is interesting. With this, I guess it's a good incentive to get people to get vaccinated. Mm. It is a pretty good incentive. Because food, free food.
Free food is definitely, it's definitely such a great incentive.
Yeah.
But what Twitter is raging about is that now the, like, America is already seen as an obese
nation.
Population,
yeah.
right? But now this is going to just add to their obesity. So that's why people are raging. Yes. So that's why Twitter is not having it. They are not impressed. And you know what's crazy? I feel like the people who are not impressed are the very people who are probably eating a donut and typing their obesity.
As they munch down their free donut, which they're going to get again the next day because they've been vaccinated for it. I guess, you know, it's got two perspectives, this thing, I guess. There's the whole medical part where I guess it's good, you know, a vaccine drive and all that action.
Yeah.
You're getting people vaccinated, but on the other side, you have now, it's, you know, you almost might call it a necessary evil. Yeah, I'm saying.
You see, this is where me and you differ very much because as much as you're saying it's a necessary evil.
I think that's even an extreme way of calling it, but something like that, you know. Like, yes, you have your obese complaints, but hey, people are being vaccinated.
Okay, but that's the thing. That's the thing. There are so many people who are against the vaccines.
But you see, the thing about obesity, now, it's not infectious. Corona is. Don't you want to solve the infectious? You know, like someone can sneeze and you get obese.
What?
Imagine someone sneezes on you and you become obese. That's Corona. You don't need to wear a face mask.
I'm not even going
to
laugh
when
you're
obese. No masks are needed. No sanitizers are needed. So I think Corona is a much bigger problem.
Look, definitely a much bigger problem because, yes, it is killing people. It is, like, ruining people's lives.
And I think one donut isn't enough for you to cause a freaking or whole
It's not one donut. It's one donut for 365 days.
Yeah, but it's like,
that's, like, a lot of calories.
But you burn a lot in a day as well. You know, if you're eating five donuts a day, I think it's like, you know, it's like, for example, because it's not excess, basically is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's like five cups of coffee a day versus one cup of coffee a day.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I think it's manageable.
You know what the
problem
is? I feel like the problem is deeper than just the obesity thing. People are using that as the only leg that they have to stand on because so many people don't believe in the vaccine. Yeah. And if you just go and say, I don't believe in the vaccine, you will get freaking butchered by Twitter itself. So I think just the fact that they have something that is negative about this whole thing, they're just taking that and they're running with it.
Yeah, it's people against vaccination all in all, pretty much. And as you're saying, they're using that as an argument. Like, hey, now you're going to make the nation more obese. Because you're giving away donuts. It already is, but it's not like it's 10 donuts. I think, you know, I think we're in an age where people find comfort in complaining. I think just in an age of people, we just like complaining about everything. Like even some stuff that's not worth complaining about. We're just in a generation of just complaining. And people legit find comfort in that.
Ah, man, as much as what she's saying makes sense, I feel like people should be given the opportunity to disagree. And you can call it complaining, but I call it disagreeing.
You know, if you don't want to be vaccinated, don't go,
as much as I can say, if you don't want to stay away from it, there are people that are being misled by this. They don't have the option to say, I don't want it because I decided for myself that I don't want it. Like, half the population is doing this and I'm like a school kid, I'm going to also go do it because all my friends are doing it.
Yeah, but one donut won't kill you.
Well, it's not about the donut.
And you're not saying, hey, vaccinate
yourself.
It's
about the vaccine.
No, but it's an incentive. It is an incentive. And there's nothing wrong with incentive. You have the option to opt out.
The incentive isn't the problem. The problem is pushing the vaccine in people's faces and making it, by default, a good thing.
But I guess that is another big argument. The whole, is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
That is a discussion.
But you know, we've grown up with vaccines, eh? We all got vaccines.
Yeah, we grew up with vaccines that were tested. Not overnight, not in a microwave. We literally grew up with.
But this wasn't overnight.
And on top of
testing,
that, do you know how many people, even with the vaccines that we already have, how many people literally get vaccinated and then they get like bad side effects from those well-made isn't the right word, but from those.
Let's say they've had
vaccines.
Time to be developed, let's say, yeah.
Yes.
They've had
but still, there are like drastic things that happen to people.
But we're still vaccinating.
Vaccine.
So every child has specific shots they take, specific vaccinations. And I think it's just a matter of time before we get over these corona vaccinations. I really do think so. Yeah. I could say I wasn't of conscious mind by the time we had your more popular, you know, your polio vaccines, the thing that's like chicken pox, man. Measles vaccines were there. There was probably some big hype about it as well during that time. And then eventually it stopped trending and then it's now a norm.
There's never been a hype as the one that we're having right now.
Yeah, because it's something new. Everything, there's something new. It trends for a while.
Exactly.
It stops trending. And
you know
what?
I feel like
anymore.
We are going so off trail here. The whole topic is about these free donuts. So your final thoughts on this donut?
My final thoughts is, it was a pretty smart idea. It's definitely going to get a lot of people vaccinated.
Okay. My thoughts are... cancel it. I am anti this free donut. Like, keep your donuts, keep your sugar, keep your calories, keep your diabetes, keep it all. Even your vaccine, keep it.
So,
and as you can see, clearly I'm the sane person on the show. And
how
Bestin
are
is
you
the
sane one?
Because we decided
just,
together.
Are you speaking to multiple personalities within yourself?
No, I'm speaking about Bestin, Bestin,
I don't
and
remember
Naomi.
Agreeing to this.
Two sides of the same coin. I am the right side up and he is the
I'm
other
a dice.
Side.
You're the coin.
You're
I'm the dice. With completely two different. I'm six sides.
You six sides.
Yeah. And one of the,
that is why you
six
are the
sides
problem.
Say this. It's a good idea. It's a good incentive.
You know what, Nam?
Less people are going
to
get
you are entitled
corona.
To your opinion. Your very wrong opinion. I am entitled to
How
my very
am
right
I wrong?
Opinion.
You know, the moment we get like freaking, let's say above 50% of people who've gotten the vaccine showing, or even 50% is a good number to conduct some sort of.
Why are we talking
statistics.
About the vaccine again? We were closing off with our final comments on the donuts.
This is my final, I'm still final commenting.
Okay, final comment.
If we get numbers like that, like 50% of people who get the vaccine showing some serious side effects and whatever symptoms. I think then we could have an issue. Otherwise, I think all of us, you know, it's like, it's a fear.
Yeah.
It's a phobia that will basically, it's a new phobia that's been developed. As a phobia is a fear of something you don't understand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's basically what's happening with the vaccines. Mm. We'll get over it eventually. Mm. If the people getting the vaccines now grow a third leg, and now we know, hey, these things will
they'll
were
go
a problem.
Grow a third leg and still be obese. Okay.
One donut a day will not make you obese.
Oh, but one apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
Double standards. Double standards.
One donut a day will not give you obesity. Trust
well,
me.
Well,
I'm a medical professional. Do not quote me on that.
Not a medical professional.
I know enough that one donut a day will not
you know enough.
Kill you. Yeah. It won't make you obese, and it also won't kill you. So get your vaccine and your free donuts.
If you want to be obese, or if you want to get a vaccine, that is very interesting. That's all I have to say about this vaccine. Like, I mean, I can't speak much about the vaccine because I don't know what they're putting in the vaccine. Like, if
so
I
what
could,
do you have against it?
Just the fact that it's first of all being forced onto people. Second of all, it is They haven't had
enough.
In this
context, it's not a force, though. In this context, specifically.
No, but then, Piston, remember, you can't just walk into Krispy Kreme and say, can I please have a free donut?
You buy
you
a donut!
You have to wait. Why I'm saying it's being forced is because you get a vaccine card, right? Mm. That vaccine card not only allows you to get free donuts, but also it allows you to work, to go to school, to get onto a bus, you know, go into a bank, those type of things. And if you don't have that, then you can't do those things. So technically, you are being forced then.
But, you know, I always think, I know we're kind of segueing a bit, going on to a tangent. But, you know, put yourself in the shoes of, let's say, the lawmakers in the government. A global pandemic has just freaking it's rolled out. What would you do in such a case? This is what you're doing as a way to prevent further infection.
I would give people the freedom to choose.
This thing is infectious and people are dying by the masses.
As it's infectious, then let us put all of our resources into actually making this vaccine proper, not overnight in a microwave.
It's not overnight. And there are early vaccines, yes, I give you that. But they're not fatal, they're not like killing people.
They have been fatal.
But the scientists are saying there was even a case, I remember, I forgot of which specific one, where they're saying currently we don't see that some of these effects on people are directly linked to
the vaccine. Yeah, that's fine. But then what happens to pregnant women? Now the stuff is in their system. They're fine, but the stuff's going to affect the child. That is a discussion for another day. Final thoughts on the donuts. Beston says he agrees.
Yeah.
Go get your donuts. Get your diabetes. Go get your extra 10 pounds.
It's not like there's diabetes in a donut. Something you just inject. It's in a needle. You just, bam, diabetes.
It might as well be. Same difference. Okay, so hopefully you had enough information to make an informed decision.
That I am right.
Based on our little, this wasn't a debate, because if it was a debate, I feel like I would have started crying, because I just don't like fighting. I don't like arguing. I don't like arguing. Even like, I don't understand how people debate as a sport.
Call it a discussion of disagreements.
I don't like disagreements. I like to be right.
That's where the problem lies.
That is not a problem.
Is where the problem lies.
The problem lies in the fact that we have too little time to speak about this.
I agree.
And to convert based into the right side of life. So
you'd just be jealous.
It's a very heavy heart that I have to end the show right here.
How can your heart be heavy? It's not obese. You haven't had a donut. As we end it off.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. We will definitely catch you on the next show.
Cheers.
Bye.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
On them, bend down like four flat ties on a coupe. The way I run, I got everybody looking at me like Hussein Bolt when I finish the race. Good and faithful, serving all on my face. I've been pushing place, you see the sweat on my face. I've been running relays, trying to keep up with the grace. Watch me crack open the sim. They gon' hear me coming and get the running, I promise. And every day the music I make, it gotta be honest. Giving them the freedom I live in, I couldn't hide it. Walking is will when I'm bringing that fire. I can't stop, won't stop to the beat drop. Game on lock, spit true for the whole flock. You flip flop like chunk like thighs while I stand firm in my Balenciaga.
We stop. don't stop.
Can't stop.
I came to make one thing clear, I'm here to take a sub player like Lear, this make a break. If I stop now I die here, me I can't. Too much at stake, this is my year. I will never stop, gotta keep it moving, I steer past anything getting in my way. Rap game has lanes, I consider a highway. Life too cold, check the flows in the ice tray. Got too good, heart warm, made a life change. Not really up, what's really good, life's great. Now we make a dance, so the facts, no man say. Never no cap in my rap for the man say. I just get my life, God die for my. Means everything for me, more than dollar sign. DJ Jimmy Rock hit me the lace, this and I replied. How could I not bring the vibes before the drop?
Can't stop.
No stop.
Can't stop.
No stop.
Can't stop.
No 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 stop.